providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back. Time for the second half of KER Politics. Dr. Birnbaum and I are now talking with a gentleman who has been on the show before. We're going to tell you about what he does, and we're going to tell you about what we do with an organization, a foundation that we have started the paperwork on entitled the Birnbaum Cortland Foundation for Love in America. Frieda, can you introduce Orrin and tell our listeners why we're so excited about talking with him?
Well, it's my pleasure, and he's wonderful. We actually love Orrin. We've never met in person, but the vibes that he gives are extremely positive and exciting. I called Orrin yesterday and asked him if he could be on the show today. And without a hesitation, I just want everyone to know who he is. He said, what time? And that shows how busy he really is, because people who are busy have more time. But Orrin is someone who has really been very effective with helping children to become leaders in our society. So he's not only a leader himself, and that's what we're looking for, black leaders in the communities, but he's moving forward with helping children how to be strategists, how to listen to yourself, how to make a difference in the world. So he is someone who can only bring positivity to a country in a world that's in a chaos with everything around us. And that's why it's so refreshing to hear what Orrin has to say. So I'm going to throw out the first question here. I have so many. And then, Al, you know, I promise that after that, I want to hear what you have to say, because you said a lot of wonderful things before we recorded. We need to hear that as well. But I was just wondering, Orrin, what do you think of this defunding of the police and then bringing in social services to make up for preventing any kind of drug use, any alcoholism, anything that could be replaced with social services? Or do you think we should keep the police intact? What is your point of view?
Well, my POV is that obviously we need more police officers, and we also need social workers as well. I just think we need to beef up the police officer, as well as have mental counselors and doctors who can identify things. Because a lot of our challenges are mental, and it's 90% mental. And a lot of the challenges that we have with people who police officers are shooting or either trying to fight the police, is something wrong with them. And there's a case here in Atlanta where an officer shot and killed a naked man who was coming at him, and they threw the officer under the bus. And, you know, the officer did all he could do based on his training. And so I think we need to increase police officers, and we need to also beef up mental counselors, social workers, and people who have some psychological problems.
You know, I just want to throw in one thing here. I wanted to throw in an opinion, because we're giving Orrin the entire second half of the radio show, so we got plenty of time. I watched the video with the body cams of the situation with George Floyd, and I have to tell you, I agree 1,000%. I know that he was loaded with illegal drugs, et cetera, but the fact of the matter is, I watched that video 3 or 4 times, and I have to say I agree with President Trump 1,000% when Trump said this is an unconscionable action, and the police officers who engaged in it need to be punished. I have to agree with that 1,000%. Now, having said that, you know, I've told the story about my little grandson who stands up to his friends in school and says, you guys are crazy. All law enforcement officers are not bad people. Let me tell you, I do a Bible study with once a week with a number of guys. They are all retired law enforcement, with one exception. Mike Bailey is a retired Navy SEAL instructor who was decorated by the President of the United States. All of these guys feel the same way that I do. adjustments have to be made in the police department. A lot of cops don't understand the psychology of situations like the ones that Oren is trying to prevent from happening by working with kids. Oren, tell us a little bit about your organization, would you?
Be Someone is a youth development program that teaches children to think twice, be nice, and save a life. Because don't do the first thing that pops in your head. Your first crack could be a whack, and you can't take it back. So think before you act. We're teaching young people how to play chess, how to make good decisions, and just be kind. Do no harm. Brains before bullets. Think it out. Don't shoot it out. The only way to fight is to use your head.
Wow, that's so potent. I'm telling you, that should be heard everywhere. That message, if young people could take that, they would really do extremely well. They don't hear that message enough. You know, we really have to look at prevention. We have to see that what's going on around us has a lot to do with the way these kids are often brought up in families that are really not functioning well. And then they're locked up, and then they're put into situations where they learn how to even be more criminals and better at what they're doing. They're not reformed at all. So, you know, I was just wondering, what do you tell your students, the children, the kids that you're with? What do you say? How do you talk about racism to them? What is your message when all this is going on around you?
Well, number one, don't do no looting, don't do no violence, and have the courage to stop anybody you with that's trying to do that. Love your neighbor. There's no black, there's no white. We all are one. We all live in the same house, and we got to love your neighbor. All lives matter, starting with your own. Get your head up, get your pants up, get your grades up, and the big one, never give up.
Let me give you a little bit of a summary here of Mr. Hudson. Oren Checkmate Hudson is a former Alabama State Trooper. He's an Air Force veteran, and he's a well-known, world-renowned chess champion. He's the author of the number one Amazon bestseller, One Move at a Time, How to Win at Chess and Life. We're going to make that book available to you so you can get it from Amazon. I think it's something that everybody needs to read. Oren Hudson is a guy who, with his Be Someone Foundation, is doing more than just complaining. The guy is really making a difference. And I have to thank Dr. Birnbaum for introducing me to Mr. Hudson. We had him on the show, I believe it was about a month ago. I did a fair amount of background work on Oren, and I'm telling you, it all is coming up positive. Oren, we've got about a minute here, and then we have to take a real quick commercial break. During the commercial break, Frieda, I'd like you to explain to our listeners a little bit about our foundation, what we're going to do to try and help people like Oren. You know, as it says in the Bible, the Lord helps those who help themselves. And there is no question whatsoever in my mind about the correctness of that. I have been a student of the Bible for a long, long time, and I know that God is not going to let anything really detrimental happen. This is a lesson for us, for some Black Americans, African Americans, I want to say. It's a tough lesson. God has taught me an awful lot of tough lessons, but I have to tell you, in the end, it has worked. Oren may not be successful within the beginnings of his group, of his organization, Be Somebody, but I have to tell you, he's going to change kids' lives, he's going to save lives, he's going to make America a better place. We're going to be right back with Oren Hudson.